We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We're looking at stocks this morning. Caleb Silver from Investopedia is with us. Investors, Caleb, have noticed that stock squeeze recently. Are we heading toward a correction? I guess that's the big question.
Yeah, well, we're already there. If you look at the NASDAQ, where all those big tech stocks live, that's down more than 10% from its recent highs of just a few weeks ago. So, guys, just in the first few weeks of the year, the sentiment has really turned in the stock market. We're starting to see a sell-off. The broader market's down about 5%. So is the Dow Jones Industrials. So it's this shift of sentiment as we're facing this persistent inflation that you and I have been talking about for weeks, months now, actually, and the threat of rising interest rates. And we know those interest rates are going to be rising as soon as March.
Is this another, you know, time where the advice just kind of is stay calm, stay holding steady where you are, don't have any knee-jerk reactions?
Yeah, you don't want to sell off while things are selling off, especially after the last year we've had. Last year was one of the best years in the stock market in history. We had about 70 all-time highs for the S&P 500, and the past 3 years have been the best three-year stretch since 1999. So if you're an investor and you've been in the market and not made moves, you've done very well just hanging out, and if you can, pick up some stocks if they get cheaper, but this is not a time to sell. This is a time to maybe reset your portfolio so you're not so weighted in one direction, but not a time to sell. And the stock market has these corrections. It's not a bug. It's a feature, and especially after the last year or two we've had here in the stock market.
What exactly is driving everything down right now? Or is it a multitude of things?
Yeah, it's the sentiment out of risky stocks or high-value stocks. So when interest rates are set to rise like they are 3 to 4 times this year, the Federal Reserve has already told us that puts pressure on big technology stocks because they're valued on their growth. So think of all the high-flying stocks we've had in the last couple of years. They're the big ones, the Apples of the world and the Facebooks of the world and the Googles. But then there's also those stay-at-home stocks like Peloton, like DocuSign. Those stocks have really crashed down 50% or more as investors don't value them as highly, especially when their growth is going to be sort of compressed over the next few years.
What did you make of what you heard from the president yesterday? I mean, a long, lengthy news conference. Did he adequately, you know, address a lot of these economic concerns?
Well, presidents like to take a lot of credit for the things that are going well in the economy, and the things that are going well is the labor market's finally starting to heal. We got unemployment down to 3.9%, an average of about 550,000 jobs being added a month. That's a good thing. On the other hand, what really consumers care about is prices, and that's inflation, and they're feeling it everywhere they look and everywhere they spend money, and there's not a lot the president can do about that. The Federal Reserve can cool the economy and can cool inflation by raising interest rates. The president can't take credit for any of that. They don't control the Federal Reserve. They have some influence over it, but they don't control it. So they take credit when things are good. They don't take credit when things are bad. And that's exactly what you'd expect to hear out of the White House, no matter who's sitting in there.
Caleb, thank you. Caleb Silver is editor-in-chief at Investopedia.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.